And I am very pleased to say that a windswept guy has just walked in. It's Danny Taylor, who is a bit of a legend, and we're going to find out why in a minute. Welcome, Danny.
Thank you for having me.
You've got your breath back, have you?
Yeah, just literally fell off the boat. And, yeah.
All right, Danny. Well, you're here because you're doing a show at Shanklin Theatre later this week.
That's right, yeah, the Tommy Cooper show, yeah.
What night is that on?
That's on Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
This week coming, yeah.
Okay.
The 31st and the 1st of August.
Right, before we get around to it, though, can you tell us a bit about you? I know you're quite irregular at the Isle of Wight now, aren't you?
Yeah, it's like a...
Yeah, but people might know you particularly for a certain musical, mightn't they?
Go
on.
Blood Brothers.
Yeah, tell us all about it.
I played the part of Sammy in Blood Brothers. To play it, he's a... In the first act, he's a nine-year-old kid. It's Willie Russell, you know, where did Shirley Valentine, Educating Rita, you know, Stags and Hens.
Yeah.
Some of his plays. And I've done it on and off since 1999. It's kind of like my bread and butter, really. And Uncle Bill's been very good to me, and he lets me out to sort of go and do other sort of projects from time to time.
That's Bill Kenwright.
Yeah, Bill. Yeah. But yeah, so I really have him to thank, really. But yeah, Blood Brothers has been a massive part of...
Yeah,
a massive part of my life, you know, and I met my partner on there, and we've got a boy, you know, he's a from Blood Brothers as well, you know, so it's really sort of ingrained in the
How did your career start then, Danny? How did you get into it in the first place?
It's a bit of a mad one. I was going to be a snooker player.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
Well, I never expected that.
No, I was going to, and then. And then I found that I needed glasses. And it really sort of, I realised, because if I was going to do it, I wanted to sort of, I think my head was to be the best at it, you know, and I thought, I might not be able to be the best because I can't do anything about having, you know, dodgy eyesight with something like snooker. So it was a bit like...
How old were you then?
That must have been about 15, 14. I was, you know, I was getting sensory breaks and things like that.
Wow.
And then... I started getting involved with a youth theatre. That was it. I got put on a YTS scheme. They didn't know what to do with me from school. Youth training scheme.
I remember that.
£29.50 a week, and they put me in a theatre.
Oh, wow.
And I spent a year there. Then I moved to another theatre up in the north of England. And that was that, really. I got involved with the youth theatre from there, and it was... one of the best youth theatres, I think, that you could go to. I was just very fortunate.
Which one was it?
It was called Clwyd Youth Theatre. It's up in North Wales.
Okay.
I got involved with that, and
it sounds a bit odd when the way you say it. Well, I was going to be a snooker player, but then I went to be into a theatre.
Yeah.
Was it like your choice to want to be in theatre in the first place? Was there a bit of a background to it?
There was. I did drama in school.
Yeah.
Initially, because I got on well with the teachers, because the lady that taught Gwenda, she taught me English.
Yeah.
And she had the patience of a saint with me. And, you know, she was... I did drama because... At the time, I took drama because I couldn't really run fast. And I think you got to go home early as well. There was that one as well. She was all right, you can go up 5 minutes early. So it was like, drama was cool.
Difficult choice.
And all the pretty girls as well, of course.
Yeah,
and the drama group did it as well. So, and from there on, I was involved with the youth theatre, and then I auditioned for drama school when I was 18.
Yeah.
And I went to London. I was very lucky, I got a grant. Which, you know, they don't exist anymore.
No.
I got the grants, and I went to Webber Douglas Academy of Dramatic Art in West London, where I did 3 years. I left there, I got an agent, and then I began working. I started out doing a lot of TV.
Yeah.
I was doing Brookside, I was in The Bill. I was doing a series called Game On, Ellington, Cardiac Arrest, but they were all featured roles, and some of them
fantastic.
Getting quite a few eps in there as well. And and then the theatre work started sort of coming in a few years later. I was getting a bit worried, and I I did a couple of fringe things, and from there I started sort of doing proper theatre stuff, stuff like Blood Brothers, and that's where I trained, you know. It was the theatre for where I trained. And
is it the theatre that gives you the most satisfaction as a professional, do you think?
I love theatres in general. I find them fascinating.
Yeah.
We've just played the Tommy Cooper show over in a place in Exeter, and it was a Victorian reading room.
Yeah.
And, you know, these buildings have been there for such a long time, and the way they're built, the acoustics are just perfect. We were very worried, I think, when we started, that we might need radio mics, and I've always been very reluctant to use them because, you know, we were trained to sort of try and use our voices in a way that we could, you could reach the back of the back of the theatre.
Yeah.
But we go to some great, great theatres with this show and with Blood Brothers, and I think that's what I love. And plus, I'm a bit of a hobo as well. I do like going to different towns and different cities, and I'm meeting people from those places. And and you know, it's I'm quite easygoing person, and I like to just see what everyone's up to. And
but you've been, well, some people will say, the modest people will say, oh, I've been lucky, really. But it doesn't sound like you've ever been out of work, does it? Since you left drama school? Have you fallen on hard times in that time?
Yeah. you don't go into it for the money. You know, it used to be when I first started out, you know, the adverts, things like that, television was the bread and butter. You know, the adverts were, if you could get one of those every few months, you know.
Yeah.
Every few months, that would, you know, keep you going. But, you know, I was a toy demonstrator in London. I lived in London 11, 12 years. And I was a toy demonstrator
in a shop.
In Hamleys and Harrods as well, selling magic tricks, you know.
Yeah.
You know, for a company there, and they hired a lot of actors, and because of that, they'd let you out for auditions.
Yeah.
That was the hard thing, getting a job where you could go off and do your auditions, especially with that as well, because you were in Soho pretty much, and the majority of the auditions, especially for TV, are around there, you know.
So it's a hard graft, isn't it? That sort of existence.
It is, and I do a lot of workshops with Blood Brothers.
Yeah.
I run a workshop company just on the side, which is sort of, you know, and I'm going into schools a lot and doing workshops about Blood Brothers or whatever, or just drama workshops. And, you know, you get a lot of, you know, young aspiring actors, and they'll say, you know, I want to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the reality is that they don't know the reality is, and, you know, 96% of actors are out of work at any one time, you know.
Okay.
That's what it was about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's changed. And I think it's probably with all the celebrity stuff now, you know, which is, you know, you get a lot of people from, you know, the Big Brother shows or, you know, the you know, the Simon Cowell shows.
Yeah.
And they take up a bit of the work, you know, because they put bums on seats, you know.
Yeah. That's, I know.
You know, it's...
It's getting tougher then.
Yeah, it is tough, but I'm not going to grumble about it because I love it, you know. No. And, you know, like
but
I say...
for anybody starting out, I mean, I know for myself, there's loads of people, it's a big popular subject at school, isn't it? And, you know, it's like Sweet Shop, isn't it? If you're a kid and you have that sort of experience and you're in a big school show with cheering audiences, what sort of direction are you going to choose? Are you going to do that, or are you going to work in an office? So lots of people are tempted down that route, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. I think going back to the workshop thing, I think it's that thing where I always say to the students at the end, you do it, you don't do it because you want to do it or you want to be famous. You do it because you have to do it.
Yeah.
And it's a completely different thing.
Yeah.
You know, if you've explored every single avenue and you just keep coming back to the acting route, then, hey, we're all allowed to dream. And if you're that age, then why not give it a crack? If you think, but it is a craft.
Yeah.
It is like being a Chippy or a Sparky or whatever. You know, it's a craft. You train. You can't just... Yeah, I mean, you can turn up and do it. You know, I've got mates that are, you know, that are stand-up comedians that have gone into the acting game. And you know what? There's some of the best actors I've known. There was a lad, Matt Slack, who's from, you know, he's a comedian. He came in through the sort of the red coat way in. One of the best actors I've ever worked with. Never trained. So
that's interesting.
Yeah, it, yeah, I think there's that kind of spontaneity which is maybe taken away a little bit sometimes at drama colleges, and I think you've got it's a fine balancing act within that, within it all, you know. Yeah. But
just, I've never met you before, but just talking to you now, you can see the sort of buzz it gives you, because you you know, you talk with such enthusiasm about it, and you've still got it, haven't you?
You
love what you do.
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah, you know, and it. Hey, look, there's people doing jobs, you know, that maybe they don't enjoy, you know, and, you know, it's not what they maybe had mapped out, you know, initially, you know, but they've got to pay the bills, you know, that's it. It's not going to happen by magic. And I'm able to sort of, I'm not one to sort of sit round and wait for the phone to ring. And that's the kind of way the Tommy Cooper thing came about, was that we just decided, hey, let's write a show about Tommy Cooper, get in touch with his estate and his family, and just say, this is my background, I've always wanted to do it. They said, go, you know.
Yeah, fantastic.
We'll send someone up to see it, which they did. Thumbs up, off you go, you know, so.
Blimey, you've done this before. That was the best link to the next bit of the interview we've ever had. Yeah, we're going to take a little musical break. We got some words from our sponsors as well. And after that, we'll be back with Danny talking about his new Tommy Cooper show that's coming to Shanklin later this week. Deacon Blue, The Outsiders. Welcome back to the Monday Magazine. I'm Kevin, with you till four. Well, about 20 minutes time then. I'm talking to Danny Taylor, who's bringing his fantastic show, Tommy Cooper Show, to Shanklin Theatre on Friday and Saturday. Tell us all about the show, Danny. What can people expect?
Chaos. I wouldn't even call it organised chaos. You can expect to see Tommy Cooper.
Yes, and that's you.
That's me.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. I'll be there. we've got it. It's a three-hander.
Yeah.
And we celebrate Tommy Cooper.
Yeah.
I'm going to be brave here, Kevin, and I'm going to say that we don't do a tribute. We bring him back to life, because that's what all of the reviews have been saying about the show.
Okay.
So I can't see me, but I'm just going to go with what's been said. We've never had a bad review since the show began its journey last year.
Fantastic.
Up in Edinburgh. So, yeah, it's
And you're going to some big venues later in the year as well, aren't you?
Yeah, we go up to the Grand in Blackpool. We just get there for when the lights go on. We'll be there, and then we go up to Darlington, to the Civic. It's come to some really big theatres now. And to think that the show started out as an idea in Liverpool.
Is that where you're from?
That's where I live, it started there. I wrote it with a mate of mine, and we were just playing it to our mums and dads, you know, and mates and all that kind of things.
How far back is that, when you first got the idea?
About 3 years ago, I was doing a play for a guy called Ian Carroll, who's the co-writer on the show, about John Lennon.
Oh yeah.
And I'd played John, you know, for him a few times, you know, but I got a bit.
Yeah. Wow.
So I just said, "Look, Ian, I want to play Tommy Cooper." So we put our heads together. He's very much a do it now man, which is great, which is what I am. And we came up with the Tommy Cooper thing, and you wouldn't recognise the script from then to where it is now. We've got an RSC. It's just a new lady in to direct it, called Lisa Ellis Taylor, who's done a great job. You know, she's RSC National Theatre. You know, we've got Gareth Jones in it, Gaz Top, as he was known. He used to produce, do a lot of TV stuff. I think it was How and Tomorrow's World, things like that. We've got him on board. He plays the manager, Miff Ferry, Tommy's manager, and we've also got Sharon Byatt, who plays Gwen Dove. Tommy's wife. But yeah, it's a celebration of Tommy's life. There's songs in there. It's got all the tricks. It's got all the gags. But we tell his story. It's a piece of theatre. It's poignant.
Would you say, is it a dramatic story? Are people going to watch a sort of a period of his life?
We'll go from his journey right from when he met Gwen.
Okay.
When they were out on the ship coming back from Egypt. And we go through his journey, how the Fez came about, the story of the Fez.
Yeah.
And how his routines came about, you know, the whole thing of things going wrong.
Yeah.
You know, at the time when, you know, Tommy first started performing, he played at his work's Christmas party and he did a trick called the upturn milk. And the trick went wrong. And he went off stage and he was devastated, you know, absolutely mortified. But the place was in uproar. And I think that was, you know, it's those turning points in his life where he goes, hold on a minute, I've got something here.
Yeah.
You know, and he was a big man.
Yeah.
I think he was one of those people as well that he could stand on the stage and not say anything at all.
Yeah.
And he could make people laugh. And I'm very comfortable with that side of playing Tommy.
Yeah.
I'm very comfortable when I'm not saying anything and just playing off the audience. And but yeah, it's a very bright piece. And, you know, there's obviously been a lot of negativity the last couple of years about Tommy Cooper, but we don't go down that route. We're very sort of respectful to his memory. And we have the blessing of the estate, the Tommy Cooper estate, which is headed, you know, the patron being Anthony Hopkins. They've given us the blessing to do it, and also most importantly his daughter Vicky. We celebrate his memory, and I just try and be him as much as possible. But
have you grown to be quite fond of him as a character then?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Yeah.
It's I come off stage, I don't know where I am. I don't know who I am.
Are you talking in Tommy Cooper voices a lot then, like when you're driving? And when,
I was on the train. I was on the train going back to. I had rehearsals up in Liverpool. I had an audition in London, and I was looking at my script. And it was when we first started out. And I remember the ticket man coming asking me for my ticket. I said, "Thank you. Do I have to change?" And it was a bit of a double take. It's kind of, who are you? You know, but
fantastic. Can you give us any more clues about the sort of content? Give us a few jokes, maybe.
Oh, the jokes, yes. Yes, of course.
Give us a joke.
Oh, my teeth itch. They're not my teeth, they're friends. I'm just breaking them in. I went to see the doctor today. I had to. He's not been well. I said, "Doctor," he said, "Yes, that's me." I said, "I've broken my arm in three places." He said, "Well, stay away from them places."
I love it. Because, like so many people, the very mention of his name makes people smile, doesn't it? I've seen him. And I can remember one performance where he didn't come on the stage for about 5 minutes. Or it was just darkness and he was talking in a mic off stage.
Yeah.
You know, where's the stage? I can't see a thing back here.
I can't see anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on a minute.
But it was just like,
a big attack by a bear. He's in his wardrobe, I think. And he said, "I'm being attacked by a bear," that's it. And he says, "Oh no, it's not, it's my coat. I must be in the wardrobe. Or maybe I've got blind."
Oh, it's fantastic. So remind us when the show's on, Danny, please.
This show is on this Friday and this Saturday at 7:30 PM. We've no matinees, we've just got two evening shows.
Yeah.
And it's at the Shanklin Theatre. Friday and Saturday. Get down if you want to laugh.
Yeah.
Come down. If you don't want to laugh, then don't come.
Yeah. But people can book online, I think, from Shanklin Theatre website.
Yeah, you can,
ShanklinTheatre.com, I believe, and you'll be right on the homepage of the website because it's coming up quite quickly, so it'll be easy enough to find you. Have you been to Shanklin Theatre before? Have you done stuff there before?
I haven't, no.
Oh, wow. So you love it.
I'm really, really, really looking forward to it. I was over here doing some music stuff because I write music, but I was over here a couple of years ago, and we'd already began the Tommy project, and I said to a friend of mine, Jan, who lives on the island, and I said, I just want to have a look in that theatre.
Yeah.
And I stuck my head around the door. They were doing a setup for a show. I don't know what it was. Yeah. And I was like, I'm coming here.
Yeah. It's this a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's a lovely place. And the island is beautiful. And I've been here a lot, and I absolutely love it. It's a beautiful, beautiful part of the country. Yeah. It really is.
You managed to get a plug in for Jan there, didn't you?
I did.
Was that required? Jan Jones.
Yes. She's Jan does a lot of stuff on the island with comedians coming over, and she's really sort of going places, and she's been a
where's she going?
In the river.
Sorry, you've set me off now. No, we're going to have to stop this, don't we?
Come back, Jan.
All right. Well, anyway, it's fantastic to meet you, Danny.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Really,
I'm glad you managed to find us after your horrendous ferry ride. Anyway, all the best for Friday and Saturday.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you. No, but thank you.
I've switched him off now. I've had to. Yeah, that's the Tommy Cooper Show, Friday and Saturday, Shanklin Theatre.